Let me tell you what I do. Because when you hear what I do, you'll understand why we have 100% success in the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Whether it's 3 people or 3,000 people that come forward, every single one speaks in tongues before they leave. How could that be? Because when they come forward, I get up on the platform and I talk to them. First of all, in the book of Acts, it says that every single one, 120 men plus women and children, all got filled, Acts 2:1. Do you believe that?
Yep.
And the moment they got filled, they all started speaking in tongues. When did they speak in tongues? Right away. Do you believe that?
Yep.
What about Philip? He went all the way to Samaria, did a crusade, got everybody healed, and Peter and John immediately left Jerusalem, came over for only one reason, so that they would not be Christians without the Holy Ghost. God wants everyone filled with the Holy Ghost, and the moment they laid hands on them, they got it. Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
And when Paul got filled with the Holy Ghost, because Ananias laid hands on him, and Paul found a bunch of disciples in Acts 19, he said, "Are you filled with the Holy Ghost?" They said, "Well, I didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost." He told them about it, lay hands on them. They started speaking in tongues. Do you believe?
I believe.
Then do you believe that if I do what Paul did and lay hands on you, that you're going to get the Holy Ghost? I believe. What do you believe?
I believe if Brother Nasser lays his hand on me, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost.
Ah, now they got faith in what I'm about to do. Do you believe that the moment the Holy Spirit enters you, that you're going to speak in tongues?
Well, yeah, that's what the Bible says.
Okay, now, I tell them how to do it. You got to open your mouth. I know this is revolutionary. People come too many times to get filled like this. I say, God ain't going to open your mouth if you don't open it. Ain't nobody going to open it. If you don't move your lips, ain't nobody going to move your lips. This is how you open your mouth. You got it? All right, move your lips. Move your tongue. Got it? Give it sound. Stop. Stop. You got to do all that. If you don't do that part, your tongue language will stay inside you and never come forward. I don't care what it is. You better start somewhere, because until the tap opens, nothing else will flow. But if you open the tap, the rest of your language will flow. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Now watch. I haven't finished. Then I lead them in prayer. This is what shocks them. Close your eyes and say this prayer after me. All right? Just say, Father God, I believe you want me filled with the Holy Ghost and with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Holy Spirit, come upon me, fill me to overflowing. Now, this is their prayer. Then they're saying these words. And I believe. When Brother Nasser, this is what they're saying, with their eyes closed, their hands lifted up. When Brother Nasser lays his hand on me, I will get filled with the Holy Ghost and I will get my heavenly language. I just got them to not only believe it, I got them to confess it. All that was done before I laid any hands on anybody. Then I said, Lord, you said when the laying of the hands is done, people get filled with the Holy Ghost. So here I am, I'm going to do it. Be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. Now I said, open your mouth, speak in tongues. And every single, I'm literally tens of thousands of people I've done this to, and every single one opened their mouth, and they said, how'd you do that? We've been trying to get people filled in our church with the Holy Ghost for 20 years. How'd you do that? Everybody's speaking in tongues. Because I made sure that they had faith in my faith. Healing is no